Those who believe in our ability do more than stimulate us. They create an atmosphere in which it becomes easier for us to succeed. Creating an environment that will attract leaders is vital to any organization. Doing that is the job of leaders. They must be active. They must generate activity that is productive, and they must encourage, create, and command changes in the organization. They must create a climate in which potential leaders will thrive. Leaders must be environmental change agents. The leaders in any organization must be the environmental change agents. They must be more like thermostats than thermometers. At first glance, a person could confuse these instruments. Both are capable of measuring heat. However, they are really quite different. A thermometer is passive. It records the temperature of its environment, but can do nothing to change that environment. A thermostat is an active instrument. It determines what the environment will be. It affects change in order to create a climate. The attitude of the leader, coupled with a positive atmosphere in the organization, can encourage leaders to accomplish great things. The consistent accomplishment generates momentum. Many times, momentum is the only difference between a winning, positive growth climate and a losing, negative growth climate. Momentum is the greatest of all change agents. Over 90% of the successful changes we've instituted in our organization have been the result of creating momentum before asking people to change. To maximize the value of momentum, leaders must, first, develop an appreciation for it early, second, know the key ingredients of it immediately, and thirdly, pour resources into it always. The next time you find it difficult to adjust the environment in your company or organization, keep in mind the simple fact from the law of physics. Water boils at 212 degrees, but at 211 degrees, it is still just hot water. One extra degree, an increase of less than 0.5%, can make the difference between a pot of languishing liquid and a bubbling cauldron of power. One degree can create a full head of steam, enough power to move a train weighing tons. That one degree is usually momentum. Leaders in some organizations don't recognize the importance of creating a climate conducive to building potential leaders. They don't understand how it works. Advertising executive William Birnbach, who understands the difference it makes, once stated, "I'm always amused when other agencies try to hire my people away. They'd have to hire the whole environment. For a flower to blossom, you need the right soil as well as the right seed. Until the leaders in an organization realize this, they will not succeed regardless of the talented individuals they bring into the firm. Right atmosphere allows potential leaders to bloom and grow. That is why the atmosphere needs to be valued and developed first. To see the relationship between environment and growth, look at nature. An observation was made by a man who dives for exotic fish for aquariums. According to him, one of the most popular aquarium fish is the shark. The reason for this is that sharks adapt to their environment. If you catch a small shark and confine it, it will stay a size proportionate to the aquarium in which it lives."